The afflicted residents of devastated neighborhoods across the Gaza Strip are still without a proper shelter. This is because there are no more vacant flats or property to rent, as thousands of internally displaced families who were financially compensated by the Hamas-led government have moved to rent property. Meanwhile, lawyers from the United States are in Gaza to document and investigate possible acts of war crimes. During the 22-day war, only one attack, Israeli forces shelled UNRWA school in Gaza, killing about 45 civilians. The UN blamed Israel for the attack and called for an investigation into the Gaza war. Israel claimed that the Gaza attacks were aimed at stopping rocket fire from Gaza.
I've been to the West Bank a number of times in the last 10 years, and I've been to Gaza once before in August, but I've never seen anything of the degree of barbarity and inhumanity that I see in this trip to Gaza. So we want to get this information back. That's the reason we are here, to gather information, to assemble it, collate it, check it, and then get it back to the United States, and then perhaps use it in some kind of legal proceedings.
The lawyers and human rights activists toured the devastated areas and some houses, which were occupied during the 22-day ground and air offensive by the Israeli troops, who left Hebrew scribble on walls, such as this one, which reads, "Kill Arabs." The lawyers and activists also met survivors and gathered testimonies.
The issue of impunity is a serious one. There is international law which should be respected, and in times when it's not respected and seriously violated, there needs to be a mechanism for holding people accountable. Israel has not been held accountable so far for its violations of international law, and if the international community allows Israel to get away with this, then people are no longer going to believe in the worth of respecting international law.
I'm actually trying to take facts, and I'm trying to talk to families who have had some sort of casualties as a result of this incursion, to in order to hopefully assess and allow us to, if possible, to raise a lawsuit in the United States.
Another group of pro-Palestinian activists from different countries who accompanied farmers in the eastern part of Khan Yunis and southern Gaza came under Israeli fire while helping the farmers harvest their crops. The besieged Palestinians of Gaza, especially those who lost their loved ones and properties, want to see the responsible who committed war crimes in Gaza to be brought to justice. Yusuf Al-Halo, Press TV.